You're tuned to Issues and Ideas on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Tyler Pratt. It's been 100 years since San Luis Obispo County set up its first public library, and this year the SLO library system is celebrating. In digging through the archives for centennial material, staff came across a wrong that they needed righting. San Luis Obispo's first city librarian is buried in a local cemetery with no grave marker. So staff and volunteers started a GoFundMe campaign to raise the money to buy a headstone for Frances Margaret Milne. They've since surpassed their goal. The headstone has been delivered and is awaiting installation. Library officials are planning a memorial and dedication ceremony in April. KCBX's Greta Marr recently headed to San Luis Obispo's San Luis Cemetery with SLO Library's Sharon Coronado to learn a bit of local library history.
This right here?
This would be her here. This is her husband and mother.
So tell me all about it. Who is this woman? What are you guys doing?
So this is Frances Margaret Milne, and she was the first City of San Luis Obispo librarian. And we have buried with her is her mother, who she took care of, and her husband, who she took care of. And as you can see, they both have beloved stones that were thoughtfully installed for them. And Frances Margaret passed away and she had no children, and we don't know why she doesn't have a grave marker. It's just that when we were doing some digging for our centennial, we learned that she didn't have a grave marker, and we just knew it was something that we would be able to take care of. And so the foundation for the library started a GoFundMe campaign, and that last we looked, we were looking for $1,500 and we were just $60 shy of that. So we're almost to our goal.
Interesting. All right. So her husband was, it says, James Proven Milne, mm-hmm. Native of Edinburgh, Scotland. Mm-hmm. Can you just read the rest for us?
James Proven Milne, native of Edinburgh, Scotland, at rest, May 11th, 1894, inscribed to his dear memory by his fondly loved and sorrowing wife. Remember, his heart was the temple of truth.
Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. And so she must have made that one.
Right.
And then what does the mother say?
Frances Margaret, beloved wife of Isaac W. Tenner, June 10, 1805 to November 21st, 1897, 88 beautiful years, and now abideth faith, hope, love.
Wow, yeah, she had a pretty long life. And do you know where she came from?
From Ireland, yes. Frances Margaret emigrated with her family from County Tyrone, which is in Northern Ireland.
Okay.
So she was born June 30th, 1846. And the family, when Frances Margaret was 3 years old, emigrated to America in 1849.
Okay, and I wonder how she came out to be up in San Luis Obispo.
So I don't know the exact reason they came here, but when she was in her early 20s, her family came, and then she met her husband here and got married in California.
Okay.
And she was a writer, and she still has the University of California, is still printing her book. So she was a famous person. She made a name for herself, but if you came here, you wouldn't find her name.
Right, exactly. It's just grass. What is her book?
She wrote a lot about the single tax movement, and she was really interested in people living in poverty and how, as a society, we could change that. She was the first City of San Luis Obispo public librarian from November 1899 until 1910, when she was sick.
Okay. What was she instrumental in doing?
So her obituary says that she was beloved by the community and that she served everyone equally, no matter their position in society. So there is a difference between the City of San Luis Obispo Library and the county. The county came much later.
Ah.
But we're still honoring her because we just felt like, why should anybody not have a grave marker? So that's why we got involved with it. She wasn't officially part of the county at all, but she's still one of us, so Semper Fi.
Okay, right. And so tell me about what is this all? It's kind of part of the 100-year celebration? Or
well, we don't want this to be any kind of publicity stunt or fanfare or anything like that. We are happy that people are donating and we're supported in our efforts, but we're just want to do it just for her so that people can find her. When you are celebrating your past and you're looking through things and you realize you need to also preserve your future, this is part of that.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX. In addition to the library's 100th anniversary, this week is also the 40th anniversary of the Slow Friends of the Library annual book sale, one of their biggest fundraisers. That's scheduled March 7th through the 9th, and we'll be at the Veterans Memorial Building on Grand Avenue in San Luis Obispo.